Thanks, Dave and Bo, and we're going to kick off this news roundup presented by Sports Authority by looking at special teams, and when it comes to the Eagles, they don't look at it as the third phase. For the third straight week, the Eagles scored a touchdown on special teams, and for the second straight week, did so by blocking a punt and returning it for a score as Chris Maragos kicked off the scoring in Sunday's win over the Rams. Head coach Chip Kelly discussed the importance of the special teams and the attitude that has made them so successful this season.
Phipp and Matt Harper do a really good job of scheming things up in that game, but y'all in the punt game itself. But you got some guys in there that are really going after it. You know, James Casey's been an outstanding special teams four-core player for us for 2 years here, and I think really gone unnoticed for a while. I think he's getting his due. Trey Burton has really stepped it up and has been a huge addition for us.
Quarterback Nick Foles had an uneven performance in the win over the Rams, throwing two touchdown passes, but he also had an interception and lost a fumble in the fourth quarter. How much of Foles' struggles can be blamed on mechanics? Kelly explains.
I think sometimes when it happens, there's a rush, and he's trying to slide to the right or slide to the left, not setting his feet when he slides, you know, in terms of staying on top of it and staying in a good platform to throw the ball. You know, that's one of the things you look at with some of the movement stuff within the pocket where he's got to be a little bit firmer with his feet.
The Eagles' defense was downright dominant for the better part of three quarters before allowing the Rams to get back into the contest late. However, they did enough to come out with the victory. Nonetheless, Kelly was asked questions on Monday about whether there might be changes at the cornerback position. Kelly noted that all of the team's primary cornerbacks were on the field for the entirety of the fourth quarter.
But in the fourth quarter, we had 26 snaps. Brandon Boykin was in on all 26 snaps. And 21 of those snaps, Nolan Carroll was in because we were in dime. So all of our corners were in. They're on the field. So, you know, I think our guys are there. They just got to do a better job of making a play on the ball. You know, you look at the one fade stop that probably the route one route that's going to beat you on the one with Kerry in the end zone is that we're in a zero blitz. He's got to take away the inside. He plays over the top because the kid's running to the fade, and the quarterback makes a nice throw to the back shoulder. So, you know, sometimes you got to give them credit.
The running game showed signs of life Sunday as LeSean McCoy gained a season-high 81 yards on the ground, thanks partially to the return of Lane Johnson at right tackle. Now, head coach Chip Kelly did have to answer some questions on Monday about why McCoy took himself out of the game in the fourth quarter. Kelly said that McCoy has done this in the past, and the advantage of having someone like Darren Sproles come in is that there are no changes from a play-calling standpoint.
You know, sometimes it's blocked up a little bit better, and there's a little bit bigger hole for him to hit. He's got a knack, though, of understanding. He's a real smart football player, and I said it since the day we got him here, that he really is a talented running back and has great vision and has a great understanding of what we're doing from a blocking scheme standpoint. So he understands what we're doing.
That's enough of me. That's going to do it for the news roundup presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back into the studio for more with Dave and Bo on Eagles 360.